This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the Blunt Object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load, hour number two. Now, one of the ninjas in the chat room has been kind enough to pop up a picture of a couple of the guns that supposedly belong to Mr. Paddock there, Stephen there, the mad killer. Interesting arrangements. Now, the one on the left of the pictures that I'm looking at, and I'm not looking at my glasses, and it's a small picture because I got so many screens popped up. It looks like a Daniel Defense AR to me. It is set up in sort of a precision configuration. It has a bipod. It has a long-range scope. And it has standard magazines in it. And it does not have what looks like to be a bump fire stock. The one on the right is interesting, because there were a lot of people saying it sounded like it was a belt-fed weapon. This is an AR-15 with a surefire magazine, which holds 60 rounds, which, you know, a belt of ammunition is 50 rounds. So that sort of makes sense. It also, around the trigger guard, has the bump fire look, except when you go past that, it looks like it has a Magpul stock, which I've never used a bump fire stock. I've never used a bump fire stock, so I don't know. I have fired... fully automatic weapons before, plenty of them. I was in the military for 7 years. We didn't have 3-round bursts or anything when I was in. So that need for that, plus I carried an M60 until I made E5. So, I had a real machine gun at my disposal. That is a weird configuration, though, because I was looking at the stock, and I wasn't looking at the trigger guard. A bump fire stock is something that is sliding forward and pushing your trigger off, your finger off the trigger, and then it slides back, and then your finger hits the trigger, and it's doing this in a very rapid fashion based on the recoil of the weapon. And most of those are one big piece, and this looks, from the picture, like he has jury-rigged something, and he's just using, but it looks just like a Magpul MOE stock to me, or a CTR, possibly. Like I said, I've never used a bump fire stock, but the Surefire magazine is interesting. It's interesting because that a lot of people are like, sustained rate of fire was unbreakable. It's like a chain. It's like a belt-fed weapon. I will say this. A fully automatic M16, is going to fire at about 800 rounds per minute. And from some people that were there that knew to do this, that counted rounds, this sounds like it was shooting at around 400, 450 rounds per minute. I do not know what the bump fire rate of fire is. So how much that happened, for me, is still unknown. Without a doubt, this dude, I mean, just for those two weapons would have been enough. Why did he have so many? That tells you right there he wasn't a gun guy, because for some reason the gun guys, they want to do basically the New York reload, where instead of them continually reloading the one weapon, they're switching weapons all the time. They've seen too many movies. They've seen too many John Wicks, you know, where he pre-positions weapons and everything. In the event that I have to go out the door on any occasion, I'm taking two. If I get a shotgun anytime soon, I might have a third. But they are all purpose-built. And my primary weapon is going to be the long gun. It's going to be the long centerfire rifle. It's going to be the DTWS tier rifle. One thing I found of interest, though, when I woke up yesterday, that's when I found out about what happened in Las Vegas. And the first thing I thought was those poor people. And then when I found out how this happened, I was like, how do you defend against that? How, what, that is a tactical nightmare. And then we started hearing the all-too-familiar cacophony of contradiction from the left. Because this is, you know, this is the cause for gun restriction right now. The narrative is not a new one, but it is recycled by talking heads every time an attack like this occurs. Now, one thing I'll point out, if guns were the issue, aren't they the issue all the time, not just when this occurs? How does it get less dangerous when this doesn't occur? Well, primarily because most people who own guns don't do this. The argument, though, goes like this. Weapons such as assault rifles are far too dangerous for the general public to own. There's no legitimate reason for a private citizen to own such guns, and people should trust and rely on law enforcement to protect them when real danger arises. Except law enforcement, real rank-and-file cops, don't feel that way. Police One solved that one. Despite the many philosophically troublesome issues with the argument, the most glaring issue is that it currently undercuts the strength of the in vogue social justice cause. The opposition to racial policing. The debate over American law enforcement tactics has dominated the emerging culture war for the past few weeks, thanks to Trump's comments about the NFL protests and many players' response. Taking a knee during the national anthem becomes a symbol to raise awareness of the racial disparity that many believe exists in our law enforcement system. And seemingly everyone on the left hopped on that bandwagon. Police brutality, abuse of discretion, racial profiling, all very real issues that should be recognized, addressed, and solved. You can quibble about the degree to which these biases permeate our system, and only people completely blind to the truth will refuse to recognize them in any capacity. But for the sake of argument, let's assume that even the worst assertions of the left that they make about law enforcement are true. In this case, the left's two arguments in tandem. The American police are racist, and American gun ownership should be limited. Leaves black America with no realistic option to defend themselves and their families. Drink that in. The logical conclusion of the left's narrative is that those who are at most risk of being victimized by the abuse of police authority should trust the same police officers with their safety. This is an Orwellian absurdity in play. And to make matters worse, black American communities are already among the most underpoliced in the country for violent crime, while they are overpoliced for minor and petty crimes such as drug possession. Their neighborhoods often lack the necessary police presence to keep them safe from real violent crime. Coming out of the Wall Street Journal, from 1988 to 2002, the number of unsolved homicides in the L.A. Police Department's South Bureau was 41 per square mile. Even as many white neighborhoods remained untouched by killings during this period, some predominantly black ones have 3 unsolved cases per block. 7 at the especially violent intersection of South San Pedro and East 84th Streets. Meanwhile, police focus, as they had in the past, on nuisance and vice, the cheap and easy, low-hanging fruit of the trade. As early as 1956, police arrested more than 200,000 people a year for drunkenness and municipal code violations, a number that is nearly a tenth of the city's population. This is the broken windows theory of policing. So for many Americans, not just black Americans, self-defense is the only thing that stands between life and death. According to the American Police Beat, the average response time for emergency call is 10 minutes. In Las Vegas, it was 82 minutes. In attempted robbery or assault situations, people don't have time to wait that long before the scenario goes from frightening to tragic. So, America should not be denied the potentially life-saving right to self-defense via firearm. For black Americans who doubt the police's motivations or interests in their communities, that right is especially paramount. Second Amendment is not perfect, but the average American should not be denied his or her natural rights on the accord of some nutcase acting on criminal impulse. Let the justice system take care of the attacker and to continue to allow Americans to control their own safety. That's what I want. That's what I demand. Think about that, though. Think about that. Which one is it? Are the police brutal? Or should we trust them with everything? Interesting moment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! We'll be right back.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. In the chat room there, one of the ninjas is saying, maybe we should make murdering people illegal. Wait, already done. Keith Olbermann has weighed in on this incident, which is no surprise to me. What is a surprise now is where he has to work. Sometimes I look at these guys that are sort of they're paid by an entity to do their trade. I'm not paid by an entity to do my trade. I get paid by my sponsors, but I'm not paid by anybody to do it just for showing up. Sometimes I envy those who do get paid. Other times, when I see where they have to go to get paid, I sort of sit back and say, I don't have it that bad. Keith Olbermann is at GQ.com, Gentleman's Quarterly, the magazine. I just bought the British edition. I like it for some of the stuff in it. I don't care about the politics on it. I don't pay any attention to it. So, here we have Olbermann. He went to the resistance, whatever that is. We have the Second Amendment, which was designed to keep the federal government from taking away the right of each state to maintain its own militia. But which has now been transformed into an excuse for why madmen of whatever heritage or political purpose cannot be stopped from carrying at least 10 long rifles into a hotel room in Las Vegas and setting up a sniper's nest and killing people. He continued that the Second Amendment also provides an excuse why a group that enables such massacres, the National Rifle Association, is not branded for what it is, a terrorist organization. He then went on to quote a Parade magazine op-ed written in 1990 by former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Warren E. Burger, a conservative appointed by former President Richard Nixon, where he claims the gun lobby's twisting of the antiquated amendment is one of the greatest pieces of fraud in American history. It's time to end the lies about the Second Amendment, Olbermann said. It's time to end refusing to call mass murders, or refusing to call mass murders who do not have obvious political motives, terrorists. It's time to end the National Rifle Association. Then from MSNBC, we get this after, what's her name? Stephanie Ruhle. She was talking to former NYPC Police Commissioner William Bratton. And he blamed Nevada's relaxed gun laws to argue that if the state had more regulation, something like this could never have happened. Except it happens in New York all the time. Maybe not to this degree. But they have killings all the time with guns in New York. Midway through the 9 a.m. hour, Ruhle brought up Nevada's gun laws to argue that the relaxed regulation made it possible for police to do their, or impossible for police to do their job in combating those type of situations. Ruhle cited a Newsweek article before bringing on her liberal guest, former NYC Police Commissioner Bill Bratton, to make the plea for more gun control. She said, and I quote, "I just want to read something to you quickly because many people are writing and asking us about the gun laws. I want to talk about Nevada for a moment. The source is Newsweek. Nevada has some of the most relaxed gun laws in the country. The state does not require firearms owners to have licenses to just own a gun like New York. It does not require registration of weapons. It does not limit the number of firearms an individual possesses. People were asking about the 10 guns in the gunman's room. The state does not prohibit the possession of assault weapon, 50 caliber rifles, or large capacity ammunition magazines. Before we go, I want to bring Commissioner Bratton back in. When you hear this, these very relaxed gun laws in the state of Nevada, how do the police protect against this?" Bill Bratton, "They don't. In terms of what you just described is, in some respects, a reflection of insanity, but that's the reality." Ruhle wanted to know if this was truly the description of insanity. Bratton was too eager to please. He said, "Description of insanity in terms of what the police are up against and what the 20,000 people were up against in the state. Right now before Congress, I'll make a prediction sitting here, there's a bill to allow silencers that would muffle the sound of gunshot to be sold openly. Right now they are very restricted." Ruhle wanted to know, "What is the rationale?" "Who knows?" Bratton said, "I've been a police officer for almost 50 years. I'm not a gun lover. I appreciate that many people enjoy weapons, but the lack of regulation in this country defies sanity." They then claimed that gun silencers would hide what a shooter was doing and effectively silence weapons, so criminals could not be caught in the violent act. Ruhle, "Could even a gun lover, a gun enthusiast, what is the rationale behind need, wanting a silencer, if not to muscle or hide what you're doing?" Bratton. The NRA claims it's to protect the ears of the hunters so that what they're when they're out there killing a deer, which is basically a historic thing in this country, hunting. But the idea is under the ruse of protecting the ears of hunters. They're going to authorize a device that will effectively silence a weapon. So imagine if this individual had a silencer. If you had a silencer on the end of some of these weapons, he would not have even known this was happening for the sounds of gunshots. He would not have heard those gunshots. Rule, protect the ears of hunters. How about the lives of innocents? Bill Bratton is frequently trotted out by the left-wing media when these types of tragedies occur, and because he has been a vocal proponent for gun control for years, calling for the elimination of certain types of guns from society and insisting that high-crime areas like Chicago would greatly decrease in violence if it only had more gun laws. But it is almost too obvious to point out that Chicago is certainly more well-known for its reputation for gun violence than the entire state of Nevada. There is no way to mitigate what happened. I can sit here and say, that was an anomaly. We don't know his clear-cut motive. It could simply be that the guy snapped. It does happen. I don't know what precipitated it. I don't know that we will ever know what precipitated it. Still a lot of forensic examination to be done here. I don't know why he owns so many weapons. There's people that collect them. He wasn't one of these people, though. And I've heard that some have said, I've never seen as much ammunition before. They've never met some of the people I know. But I know guys that own hundreds of guns that are never going to hurt anybody. But that doesn't matter. This didn't happen because of the laws of Nevada. This happened because of evil. Evil cannot be regulated. It can only be stopped. It can only be dealt with. And for 82 minutes, they didn't know where to go or they didn't respond to it. I'm still waiting on that timeline. I don't want to get too crazy with that timeline. I've heard they found out where he was due to the smoke alarm in Mandalay Bay. 82 minutes is a long time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, let me give you a forecast of what I may see coming, okay? First of all, you have a two-time loser for a presidential candidate who came out on Twitter first, attacking suppressors, which were not present, the NRA, which was not the cause of this attack, the GOP, all these other things, Trump, I'm sure. When she has said that she doesn't intend to run for office again. Fellow Democrats came along with her on this one, wasting no time exploiting the worst mass shooting in U.S. history, which actually occurred with the Lakota tribe. But, you know, that's a story for another day. She attacked the proposed Hearing Protection Act, which is now shelved, for something that you can still buy today. You just have to go through the process. Anti-gun Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy railed in a statement, "This must stop. It's positively infuriating that my colleagues in Congress are so afraid of the gun industry, they pretend that they aren't public policy responses to this epidemic. There are, and the thoughts and prayers of politicians are cruelly hollow if they are paired with continued legislative indifference. It's time for Congress to get off their butts and do something." Likewise, Elizabeth Warren, Ed Markey both chimed in on Twitter. Markey got some heat for his remarks, like, "Enough is enough. Americans are tired of living in fear that their community will be the next victim of a mass shooting. The epidemic of gun violence in our country is not preordained. It is preventable. It's time the GOP stops blocking gun control legislation. Let's close the gun show loophole." then somebody chimed in, why not close your damn mouth until the bodies are cold? If you knew what shame is, you should be feeling it. Epidemic. That's the mixed message we're getting now. They're telling us that this is an epidemic, and yet we know it isn't. We know this is some just some disingenuous ploy designed to work on the minds of the low-info voter. This investigation isn't really turning up a whole lot of... I want to see all the guns. I'm almost certain he probably obtained them all legally. Okay? Because this guy didn't have a record. There's no reason for him not to buy a gun. So, we know that's not the case. If you use bump fire stocks, well, those are legal. Which doesn't make the weapon fully automatic, by the way. It's a gimmick. It is a dangerous, it's very, you know, deadly gimmick if you turn it on somebody. They made that for people so they could have a little more fun shooting. I don't like them because ammunition is expensive. I can't imagine how much ammo he had to take with him to shoot and hit and wound and kill. What does it break down to? 527 and 59 is 586. 586 people. That's a lot of shooting. That's a lot of shooting. We don't know his motive. There's a lot of conjecture about it. Maybe he lost all of his money, which we don't know that to be the case. Everybody was talking about him being a pilot and owning two airplanes. He actually had not been an active pilot for nearly 10 years. He had failed, or he had not had an updated physical. Okay, there, Andy, they're saying in the chat room that they lost me on GCN. Thank you so much. That's in the chat room. So, Alan Gottlieb, founder and executive vice president of the Second Amendment Foundation, noted in a message to the GunMag.com and Liberty Park Press, if the gun grabbers want to control something, they should control themselves and their mouths. This tragedy was unpreventable. And I think he may be correct, because this guy did not have a record that would prevent him from owning or purchasing firearms. He wasn't a gun guy. By all accounts, this is something that was brand new. Now they're saying it's back up again, Andy. That's evidently the same assessment from Clark County Sheriff Joseph Lombardo, who told reporters Monday. This individual was described as a lone wolf. I don't know how it could have been prevented. We didn't have any prior knowledge of this individual. It wasn't evident that he had any weapons in his room. We have determined that there have been employees going to and fro to his room, and nothing nefarious was noticed at this point. Now, this is just the beginning of the investigation and the effort to capitalize on it, too. While you and I are waiting to find out the facts, they're going to push with all vigor the restrictive gun rights, takeaway, ban, all this stuff, all together. All the time, no let up. So this is once again the moment. You know, when I have Stephen DeAndrilli, Roger Katz on here, we're talking about calling your congressman. Because I have been around plenty of politicians, I think I know why Ryan has put HPA on the shelf, because he's afraid of the metric. He's afraid of the optic. If they take it and they vote on it and they pass it, even though this has nothing to do with what's going on, with what happened in Las Vegas, if they do that, well, it'll look bad. Now, I myself, what these guys don't get, and they don't seem to fathom, It just completely eludes them for some reason. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter who they kowtow to, who they try to please. They're not going to please the press. The press doesn't like them. And this constant allowing them, this constantly allowing themselves to be malleable to the metric and the optic of the press, that's not conviction. That's not why they were elected there. Hey, you know what? When Chris Murphy gets out there and says, hey, look, the Republicans need to get out of the way and allow some gun control. That's not why they were put in control, Senator. And I say that loosely. I know that you are pre-positioning yourself to be the next Dianne Fine Frankenstein. And I get it. Somebody's got to be that. But you know what? Is that going to happen? It is not going to happen, at least with this Congress. They may not move the chains, but I don't think they're going to. Well, I'm almost certain they're not going to impose any more restrictions. I have seen where Trump has gotten out there and said, we're going to talk about gun laws. I don't see that as a capitulation. I don't ever see anything he says as a capitulation. It's what he does that I'm looking at. And Trump is a master manipulator when it comes to the press. The press, he does everything he does, the press responds to. And he knows that. So that part of it is not tripping my trigger just yet. But I will say this. If they do that, then the Republicans will be done, Trump will be done, and they will be set up for Democratic rule, and then guess what comes after that when they get in charge? Oil those bolt carrier groups, why don't you? Make sure they're ready to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Puerto Rico. I served with a lot of Puerto Rican soldiers, and I found them to be some of the best that I ever worked with. Puerto Rico has been absolutely devastated by Hurricane Maria. It is logistically nightmarish to render aid to an island. But the Puerto Rican government's debt and insolvency issues have only added to the problem. Now, the United States federal government is providing necessary resources, power, food, and other materials needed to stabilize the U.S. territory. But ultimately, in this time of crisis, local police and law enforcement cannot provide the necessary protection to their citizens. Post-Hurricane Maria should serve as a reminder to all of us why exercising Second Amendment rights and owning a gun is important to your safety. Consider the following quote from Puerto Rican citizen Janiel Pomales, which highlights the dangerous scene in Puerto Rico. We have been completely abandoned by our government and the U.S. My brother's friend is a cop. His advice was arm yourselves with whatever you can find and do what you need to do. If you had signal, you could try calling the cops, but they won't come. He said that if we shoot someone, we should just leave their body in the street and they will come and pick it up in the morning. 4 days prior to Hurricane Maria, Pomales had just found out that his wife was pregnant. It was inconceivable to him that only a week later he would be fighting in the streets for his wife and future firstborn. Now, the police, as he says, have completely abandoned him. And it's not that the police officers do not want to protect their citizens. It's that this is a large crisis. And they are a very thin resource. And there can be no guarantee of adequate service. Looters, as seems to happen after every hurricane, fully understand this and take advantage. As bad guys, they have guns and take an educated guess that most good guys with guns are too busy to pay attention to them. They know that the police cannot stop everybody from stealing televisions and shoes and other luxury items, so they take the risky gamble to hoard these ostentatious goods either for themselves or to sell on the black market. Typically, law-abiding citizens with guns are able to guard their belongings from such looters if needed, but those who do not bear arms are left helpless. Their dependency on the government for protection propelled them into a very precarious scenario. Natural disasters cause chaos, which leads to a temporarily non-existent government. unable to provide the type of protection that only a gun can. But man-made disasters have created this kind of atmosphere as well. Like the 1992 Rodney King riots in L.A. Four L.A. Police Department officers were acquitted after brutally beating Rodney King, a black American man. After their acquittal, many people in the predominantly black American L.A. neighborhoods rioted in protest. In total, those riots killed 50 people, burnt nearly 4,000 buildings, and caused $1 billion worth in property damage. It is entirely debatable exactly why police were nowhere to be found during those riots. Although, you know, they were called back because there just weren't enough of them. The fact remains they were not around and did not provide safety. And innocents in these neighborhoods were left helpless and without guardians until the National Guard arrived. Koreatown, in particular, was targeted by looters fairly hard. Roughly 40% of all property damage and 5 deaths occurred in L.A.'s Koreatown. But there was a group of Korean store owners armed with handguns and semi-automatic rifles. And these shop owners were able to band together to form an impromptu militia in the absence of their government and defend their private property. One such owner was Richard Ree. In 1992, Ree told the LA Times how determined he was to protect his private property. "Burn this down after 33 years. They don't know how hard I've worked. This is my market and I'm going to protect it." And he had the ability to keep his land and family safe because he practiced self-governance by responsibly owning a weapon and using it when he needed to. Ree most likely never expected to form a mini-army with his neighbors, but that is the whole purpose of owning a gun. You need it for the unexpected. Usually in the gun debate, when a pro-Second Amendment individual makes a case that a gun is for when the government cannot or will not provide security, skeptics' thoughts often drift off to a post-apocalyptic scenario where the government was completely dissolved. And it's hard for these skeptics to imagine a time when that would ever happen. But just like Richard Ree learned in 1992 and Haniel Pomales is learning right now, it doesn't take a complete and total collapse of government for police protection to disappear. And if that happens to you, it would be far better to own a gun than to be left defenseless. Now, when you look at that, and when you think to yourself, well, how often does that happen, right? It happens enough. It happens enough. In Texas, all these guys in Louisiana had to show up with, you know, the Cajun Navy. They had to show up to rescue people. It wasn't, you know, they weren't getting any help from anybody. Government wanted to help. But they didn't have the means because they don't have the means. Now, in other news, this Trump slump about gun sales, that's not real. Because right now, industry experts are surprised that 2017 has become the second highest year for sales and said that concern for personal safety has shifted the market away from hunters. Justin Anderson is the marketing director for Hyatt Guns in Charlotte, North Carolina. He said, "Uncertainty breeds fear. For many people, the best way to salve that fear is by purchasing the one thing that will virtually guarantee they don't become a victim." And it isn't just in gun sales and FBI background checks for those sales at $16.3 million through July, which we're now in October, but also in the surge of Americans seeking a license to carry a concealed weapon. We're over 16 million of those. So, when you look at Tim Schmidt, USCCA, he said Americans watch the news. They are aware of what is going on around the world. That is a huge contributing factor to the increase in the number of Americans hoping to protect themselves and their families by responsibly arming themselves through concealed carry. And that's backed up at the street level, where background checks for July sales toppled those of last July. Right now, the 2017 NICS checks are running 1.5 million less than 2016, the system's biggest year, and over 3 million more than 2015. At Hyatt Guns, women, minorities, and others seeking personal protection are lining up for weapons. They say there's a constant barrage of protests, riots, and other issues. We're living in uncertain times. Uncertainty breeds fear. For many people, the best way to salve this is by buying the gun. The recent shooting in Antioch, Tennessee is a perfect example. A bad guy with a gun came in bent on murder, and a good guy stopped him. The personal defense market is exploding. And, it's going to continue to explode. We haven't gotten, there's no way to get past that now. What the left has put together is an interesting little dynamic. We have Black Lives Matter and Antifa who are going to fight the government. Right, I'm hearing on November the 4th there's going to be a revolution. You can't trust the cops, and you can't trust gun owners. And the military are a bunch of yahoos. What are we talking about here? What do you guys mean? Coming up next to give us a little bit of a tactical look at Las Vegas from Sentinel Concepts, the Yeti. Steve Fisher will join us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to MyLucidGear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G, miracle.com.